Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
What's going on, everyone? In this episode, I want to talk about something that I guess have a huge misunderstanding when it comes to people trying to increase their credit scores fast or build credit history, whatever the case is. You may have came across the term trade lines. Okay, I hate them. I do not suggest you to apply for these or buy these. I'm going to explain why, and you know, pretty much why they're bad for you. But the reason why I am making this episode, you know, since the last episode that's been published maybe 2 months ago, so I need to get better with uploading some of the episodes that I've recently recorded. I've just have been slam packed with work, which is a good thing. So again, in this episode, I'm only making this because this was a issue that occurred recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, with one of our clients with Sturgis Credit Repair. And like I said, this is just a big misunderstanding, and I'm going to go over why I hate trade lines. Okay, so long story short, trade lines are accounts that you can buy to pretty much trick your credit report or trick lenders into thinking you have all this great credit history, right? So let's break it down. These accounts, and I can pull it up here for those who are watching this episode on YouTube, you know, just follow along with the screen. For those who are listening to our main podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., just kind of follow along in the audio versions. Okay, so if you visit here, tradelinesupply.com, this is like one of the main companies you can buy trade lines on. You click this button here that says see trade lines, that's available, and you can pretty much see all of these. Oh, the screen loaded here. Okay, just waiting on this screen to load here, guys. Sorry about that. Anyway, just kind of follow along here. You can see all of these accounts with credit limits of $6,000, $5,000, etc. Pretty much they're revolving accounts, and it makes someone looks like they have all of this credit history. You pay hundreds of dollars for these, and it temporarily reports to your credit. Now I'm going to go over why this is wrong, or actually illegal to do, in a second here. Okay, so pretty much, you know, initially this was made for somebody with a zero credit score. This does not help you if you have bad credit, because even if you added three of these accounts, you still got bad credit because you got late payments still reporting on your real accounts. You still got collection accounts reporting on your real accounts. Okay, you can buy 10 of these. Yeah, your scores may increase, but you still have negative items affecting you. You need to work on getting the negative removed. Okay, so what I'm getting at is these accounts were pretty much made for somebody that has no credit history at all. Okay, and when they go to a dealership and try and finance a car, it makes them go from a zero credit score to like a 700 credit score, because they can buy multiple of these accounts and it looks like they have all of this credit history, which in fact they've never financed anything in their life. You see what I'm getting here? It's almost like you're paying for a authorized user account. Okay, and the issue is this stuff only reports for a few weeks, guys. It's only made for somebody to trick a bank or trick a lender or whatever the case is, whatever you're trying to apply for. It's only made to trick them into making it look like you have all of this positive credit history. Now, that is illegal. So let's go here to Google, my best friend. Okay. Or actually not Google. Let's say, I think I posted this in the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast. The Facebook group. Sorry about that. If you guys have not joined the Facebook group, It Pays to Have Good Credit, please go check it out now. Everything that I'm talking about in this episode is posted here in the Facebook community. As you see, I just recently posted something a few hours ago about some results, some inquiries and collection accounts that was deleted. I try to post in here daily, but again, I've been so busy. You see other people posting things and, you know, whatever the case is. Oh, I think I passed it here. All right. So this is a screenshot I got from Google. You know, I don't never want any of my clients or any of my listeners here on the podcast platform here to believe anything I say. I always do your own research. Go to Google and you can find this out. So let's read it here. Yes, buying trade lines is temporary because the arrangement typically lasts a few months, okay? Buying trade lines may be viewed as deceptive by lenders and credit reporting agencies and could even be considered bank fraud, okay? That is, guys, that's a big issue, okay? If you get caught doing bank fraud, guys, your life is over, okay? So what I'm getting at, these trade line accounts, they're not made for you to just put on your credit for no reason. They're made for you to apply for them or buy them and apply for financing, okay? You don't just add a trade line to your credit just to boost your scores for no reason because it falls back off your credit in a few weeks, okay? It's just a temporary reporting. So the main point of this episode, guys, I had a client that was enrolled in Sturgis Credit Repair, okay? And this was, guys, this was like 9 p.m. at night, okay? So our business hours with Sturgis Credit Repair is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, okay? Me being a business owner in this industry, in the credit repair industry, I didn't sign up for this business thinking it's gonna be easy. I know I'm gonna have to face headaches. I know I'm gonna have to face bad customers. I truly understand that you can't help everyone. And also, I understand that people are at work during the day and they don't have time to call during business hours. And I have the option to where if you text our office number here, you can, if you see on the camera, we have a desktop phone. But what happened is, after 6 p.m., this desk phone turns off, guys, and it goes to voicemail or allows you to call back tomorrow, whatever the case is. But you can also send a text message to this desk phone. Now, clearly, I'm not sitting here typing on numbers on this desk phone here. You know, if you can kind of see it in this video here. I'm not sitting here texting on this. Every text message that's sent to this office number goes to our email, okay? So pretty much, I have it set up to where if a customer texts this number, it goes to the email. And me being the owner of Sturgis Credit Repair, my email on my personal cell phone is actually linked to all of my business stuff. So anytime someone sees a text, or sends a text and it's after business hours, it goes to the business email, which happens to be linked to my personal cell phone. Look, guys, I get it. Like sometimes I text customers back, you know, especially if it's on the weekend, we're off on weekends, you know, we're only open Monday through Friday. But here and there, we receive a text on a Saturday or Sunday. If it's something simple, I would just text them back like, hey, you know, we're out the office. I can't see anything right now. But if they're asking a question like, hey, Chris, what should I apply for? Or, you know, should I pay down credit card debt and stuff like that? It takes me 10 seconds to just shoot them a text back, you know, or send them an email back and it will respond to their text message as a text message, you know. So I have no problem with that. But anyway, this customer of ours sent a text to the office number, and this is like 9 p.m. at night. I am getting ready to go to bed. You know, this is my personal time. And it was no good evening, Chris. It was nothing. It was just straight offensive text. And it was like, man, I paid for these trade lines and you deleted them. You know, what did y'all do? This is horrible. Or I want them back on. I paid hundreds of dollars for these trade lines. And the very first thing that I did was just sit there because, again, me being a business owner in the credit repair industry, I understand there's going to be bad situations. I understand people are going to look at us as the bad people or blame us for something that they may not be familiar with. Look, none of us learned about credit in school. So when someone's blaming me for something that I have no control over, I don't get mad. I just simply, you know, write down the facts and kind of go down with it step by step with them, explain how this works. And hopefully they get the understanding. But what I'm getting at, the reason why I'm making this episode is I'm sending all of this to this client and he's just steady, just ripping me off, you know, just talking over me, texting over me, emailing over me, whatever it is. And I'm trying to sit here and slowly explain, you know, him. And I'm like, look, there's simply some people you just can't explain things to. But what I'm getting at is, you know, he said that we deleted his trade lines, which isn't true. Trade lines only report for a month or two, you know, if 2 months, you know, 30 to 45 days, that's average for trade lines reporting to your credit. And it's only for 30 to 45 days, so he can go and trick the banks to make it look like he have all of this credit history, okay? Secondly, when we dispute things on clients' credit reports, for those who are watching this episode, if you look here on the screen here, everything that we submit for the client is sent to their email. So for example, this is a client, I have their name cut off at the top, but we sent this off today. If you see here, October 30th, 2024, we disputed a collection account, student loan account, Credit One account, Capital One. So two things is going on here. One, each one of our clients see everything we're working on, which are negative accounts. Number two, our system doesn't even allow us to dispute positive accounts. Those are pretty much locked. There's no option for me to dispute a account that has 100% payment history on it. You see what I'm saying? So like I said, this goes back to me not getting mad at people for not understanding how this stuff works, because before I started this business, there was things that I weren't familiar with, you know? So I don't get mad. I just love educating people, okay? So that clears that out as far as what's being worked on, if a trade line was deleted or why it was deleted. It's because it's a temporary account, guys, okay? You do not want to get trade lines because, one, if you apply for something only due to those trade lines reporting, guys, you can get in huge trouble for bank fraud, okay? So again, if you want to build credit, do it the right way. Apply for your own accounts, real accounts, not accounts that report temporary, they're fake accounts. You pay $300, $400, $500, $600 and it reports to your credit for 30 days. That's the dumbest thing ever, okay? Because look at it this way. Let's say if I went and bought, let's go back to this website here. Let's say if I went and bought three of these accounts, and if I'm looking here correctly, they're between $300 and $400, okay? I would spend $1,000 buying these temporary accounts that will report for 30 days. And if I go and apply for something, hoping I can trick the bank to make it look like I have all this credit history, but guess what? What if my income isn't good? What if I have five other negative accounts that are reporting? The bank is going to decline that application, you know? So you just spent $1,000 getting accounts that's not even yours. It's not even going to be on your credit in the next month, all for no reason, okay? So guys, I am just explaining how trade lines work, why they're bad, and I do not suggest getting them. The only way and true way to build your credit scores and raise your credit scores is to continue paying your bills on time, apply for credit builder accounts, which if you go to sturgiscreditrepair.com, I'll just go to it here while on the podcast here. If you go to sturgiscreditrepair.com and go to our credit building products page, you can find many of these accounts that you yourself can apply for. They're real accounts. So let's see, we're on the website, credit building products. Guys, we have several products that you can apply for. These are real products. They're going to be in your name and they're going to be your own accounts. Okay. There's the secure credit card. Get that, build your credit. Okay. You have the credit builder revolving and installment account. Get that, build your credit. I think that's through a company called Credit Strong, I believe. You have the self-lender installment account that you can use to build your credit. And these things are cheap, like $15 to $20 a month, okay? And then you have the other service that's on the website, report your rent payments. So all of your payments that you pay your landlord or a apartment company, you can get those payments reported to your credit to build your credit history. So, I mean, guys, there are several accounts on here that you can use to, you know, pretty much build your credit history if you are interested in building your credit history correctly. So, again, guys, stay away from trade lines. It is the most useless thing you can pay for to build your credit history. It will not do anything for your credit history, because what if it takes your score from 0 to 700 today, and then next month you're back at a 0? What sense does that make? And you paid hundreds of dollars, okay? So look, not making this episode to bash anyone that's selling trade lines or in the trade line business, or you so-called own a credit company, but you sell these trade line accounts and you get some type of commission for everyone you sell. Look, this episode isn't to bash anyone. It's truly just for education purposes only. And for any of our clients that, you know, are subscribed to our Spotify channel and the very few that's subscribed to the YouTube channel, if y'all are watching this, this is just to educate y'all. Stay away from trade lines. Don't spend hundreds of dollars on something that only reports for 30 days and then it falls off your credit, because then you're going to be very upset if you didn't know it was a temporary thing. And then the next month you see it's no longer on your credit report. Okay. So again, if you have not joined the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group, guys, go join it. There's hundreds of people in this group that post daily, you know, asking questions about credit, getting free advice. Me personally, I even share results in here and topics in here, helping people work on their own credit. And also everything that I just said that's in the Facebook community, I have it here in the It Pays to Have Good Credit book. Okay. So if you have not already, go check this out. You can order it directly from Amazon. It's a very short book. You know, I've written it myself to pretty much make it easy for people to read. Okay. Credit is already a topic that's, again, not discussed in school. People don't learn about it in school unless, you know, family teach them, which they may be taught incorrectly, clearly. But guys, I kept this book right at under 200 pages. Any person can probably read this book within 3 days, maybe 4 days. If you're a slow reader, you can read this within 5 days to a week. Okay. And I've written it almost how I talk. Okay. I didn't use all these fancy vocabulary words, all of these complicated words that you got to look the word up in the dictionary. Look, I kept it real simple. I've written this book as if a 15-year-old wanted to learn how to build credit. Okay. It's real simple. It's straight to the point. You know, you have all these other books that's like 500 to 1,000 pages, and it's a bunch of nonsense you don't even need to know. It's literally straight to the point, guys. So again, go check out the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook community and order your copy of the It Pays to Have Good Credit book on Amazon. And like I said, guys, stay away from trade lines. It's literally a big misunderstanding if you're not familiar with how they work. And if you get approved for a car or a house solely on the fact that you had those trade lines on there, again, guys, you can be in big trouble. So again, you can read it right here. Buying trade lines are temporary, and consider bank fraud if you're caught. See you on the next one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.